Okay, so you know that feeling, right? Like you're totally sure you saved a file, but then poof, it's gone, vanished into thin air. It's like the worst, especially when you need that file like yesterday. And it sounds like you've been hitting that wall with Google Drive lately.
I can see why you'd be frustrated. It's funny how we think choosing cloud storage is simple, but then you bump into these little things,
Right.
like file syncing, and it throws your whole workflow out of whack. And for you, I know having access to files offline is non-negotiable.
Totally. And in this blog post, Why I Switch from Google Drive to Dropbox, the author goes deep on some major Google Drive frustrations, like that whole streaming setting. They were not a fan.
That can be a bit deceptive.
It makes it seem like everything's right there on your computer, but as they learn the hard way, if your internet connection is even a little iffy, forget it.
Exactly. It's that whole virtual drive system Google Drive uses. On the plus side, it saves space on your computer, which is great. But the trade-off is you're kind of at the mercy of your internet connection for actually getting to those files. And knowing how much you value speedy access to information that could be a deal breaker.
For sure. The blogger actually tried to work around this by switching from streaming to mirroring, to make a local backup. But getting those settings to actually stick, let's just say it was a nightmare.
I can imagine. It seems like while mirroring should give you that classic file storage setup, Google Drive settings can be a bit, well, let's just say they have a mind of their own.
Right.
And again, it probably comes back to Google Drive's whole thing with saving space,
Yeah.
which again works for some people, but for others, it's a no-go.
Makes sense. So Dropbox to the rescue. Well, at least that's what the blogger's hoping for. They seem happy so far, especially since they made sure to pick local storage during setup. But they did mention some confusion around Dropbox's pricing tiers.
That's a good reminder that you always, always have to read the fine print with any cloud service. Don't let those storage limits and costs sneak up on you.
So true. It's those hidden details that'll get you every time. Speaking of details, it sounds like diving into those advanced settings the blogger talked about is super important, especially if having offline access and a real backup of your files is a top priority.
100%. Setting things up right from the get-go is crucial.
Right.
It's like building a house on a shaky foundation. You're gonna have problems down the line.
Totally. And nobody wants a digital disaster on their hands. Now, what I'm curious about is why the blogger found those Dropbox settings so much easier to navigate. Maybe Dropbox is just more upfront about what's happening with your files.
That's a great question. And to really understand that, we need to break down how Google Drive and Dropbox approach file storage in fundamentally different ways. For example, Google Drive really leans into that streaming concept we touched on.
Yeah, it can be pretty handy sometimes, like for collaborating on documents in real time. But as our blogger friend found out, it can also give you a false sense of security. You think you've got those files safe and sound, but really?
But really, they're just floating out there in the cloud. Exactly. Just because you see that little icon in your Google Drive folder doesn't mean it's actually on your hard drive.
It's like that sinking feeling when you're about to get on a plane and you realize you forgot to download any podcasts for the flight.
The worst, and I think that's a big part of why Dropbox appeals to some people. When you choose local storage, with Dropbox, it creates a real live copy on your computer. So even if your internet connection goes kaput, you can still get to your stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like having a safety net.
Exactly.
The blogger definitely seemed relieved to have that extra peace of mind.
But didn't they also mention something about getting tripped up by Google Drive's whole virtual drive
Oh,
thing?
yeah, that trips people up all the time. It's one of those things that sounds way more complicated than it actually is.
Well, I'll admit it took me a minute to wrap my head around it too when I first started using Google Drive.
Imagine you're looking at a window at a beautiful garden. You can see all the flowers, the trees, everything, but you can't actually touch them or smell them or anything.
It's like you're seeing a representation of the garden, but not the real thing. That's kind of what Google Drive's virtual drive is like. It's showing you what's stored online, but it's not the same as having those files physically on your computer.
So it's like window shopping for your files. You can look, but you can't touch unless you've got that internet connection.
Pretty much. Which explains why the blogger ran into trouble. They even mentioned that Google Drive kept switching back to streaming mode even when they thought they'd picked mirroring.
Yeah, they were not happy about that.
It's like those settings have a life of their own. Sometimes, even when you think you've got it all figured out, you end up back at square one.
So is Google Drive just inherently bad then? Asking for a friend.
Not necessarily. It has its time and place. For
Yes.
example, if you do a lot of collaborating on documents or if storage space is a major concern for you, then Google Drive can be a good option.
Right.
But for someone like you or our blogger friend who really need to be able to access files offline without any hassle, then yeah, Dropbox's approach with local storage is probably a better fit.
So it all comes down to knowing what you need and what's important to you.
Exactly. And that's something we always emphasize here. Understanding the nuances of different tools is so important because what works for one person might be a total productivity killer for someone else.
Totally. So we've talked a lot about Google Drive's quirks. Let's dive into how Dropbox tackles those same issues. The blogger definitely seemed impressed with the level of control they had over their settings. It's like, they get it. You know what I mean? Like, Dropbox understands that we just want our stuff to work the way we expect it to.
Exactly. No surprises, no gotchas, just straightforward file storage.
Love it. Okay, but what about those pricing tiers the blogger mentioned? Did they run into any red flags there?
So that's where things get a little more, well, let's just say it's not as cut and dry. It sounds like the blogger is still trying to figure out which plan makes the most sense for them. And they're not alone, right? Cloud storage pricing can be super confusing.
Totally. It's like all those different tiers and storage limits and features.
Right. It's enough to make your head spin. And just like with anything else, it's all about figuring out what you actually need. Do you really need terabytes of storage? Or will a few gigabytes do the trick? Are you collaborating with a big team or mostly flying solo?
So many things to consider.
Yeah.
So how is the blogger approaching this whole decision-making process?
Well, they haven't landed on a plan just yet, but they stressed how important it is to really scrutinize those details. You know, read all the fine print and make sure you understand exactly what you're getting with each tier.
Oh, for sure. It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of a new tool and just gloss over those details.
Right. And then those details come back to bite you later.
Exactly. So as we wrap things up here, what's the big takeaway for our listeners? If they're thinking about making the switch from Google Drive to Dropbox, what should they keep in mind?
I think it comes down to two things: control and transparency. If you're tired of wrestling with Google Drive settings or you're just not 100% sure where your files are actually living, then Dropbox with its local storage option could be a game changer. But don't jump in blindly. Do your research, compare those pricing tiers, really get a feel for how each platform works. And hey, maybe even try a free trial or two.
I love that. It's all about finding the tools that make your life easier and your workflow smoother. And sometimes that means being open to trying new things.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.